You're listening to In the Moment
with Liv and Bix.
Hey, it's Liv.
And Bix, and you're listening to In the Moment with Liv and Bix, a podcast for unsuccessful actors.
By unsuccessful actors. Hello, hello. And
welcome.
Happy Halloween. Ooh. It's next week, people. It's the most important holiday, arguably, of the year. So
I know, and I still don't have a costume, an idea for a costume. I didn't think about a costume. I don't know what I'm doing.
That's a grave sin.
It is. Do you have a costume? Do you know what you're being?
Oh my God. I'm just grossly obsessed with Halloween, so it's fine. I am Princess Peach, hence I'm going to move camera down. My little shirt, it's, you know, because it's part of like Nintendo, that whole world. But anyway, so I am Princess Peach and my boyfriend is
That's so cute.
Yeah. So you got Bowser and Princess Peach. Yeah.
Unexpected. I mean, I guess if you're like well-versed in the Nintendo world, it does make sense. My brain immediately went to like, oh, is he going to be like Mario or Luigi?
Oh, Mario, Luigi, or like Waluigi or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's the Waluigi. Oh,
yeah, there's Waluigi. So, no, I know. It's like if you have to be in that universe to understand like that Bowser is always.
He like captures her a lot.
He always captures Princess Peach. And on top of that, you know, Bowser has a little crush on Princess Peach. That's obviously the only reason why he's taking her. So, you know.
Oh, that's going to be so cute. I have no idea what to do. I have a like pumpkin carving party on Thursday. Another one of my friends is having a little get together on Friday. I never have anything to do on Halloween. And I also always call Halloween Christmas. Like I've been calling it Christmas the past like 3 months, but I never have anything to do. And this year, like I have so many things that I could potentially do. But I still don't have a costume. I don't know. I'll think about it.
I'll think about it for, you know, if I have any ideas. I love to like shoot like little ideas around. But yeah, anyway, I love a carving party. I think that's so fun. My friend just did that. Ava, she just did like a pumpkin carving party. And then I did
on your Instagram.
Well, yeah, that was actually our little painting party.
Last minute,
we decided that we were like, you know, it's a beautiful day and we don't want to be inside. So we're like, let's get pumpkins and paint them outside. So that's what we did. And I don't know if you guys can see in the video, like literally I'm going to point at it. It's right in my background. It's right there. My pumpkin. I'm pointing at it. It's like, it's so small. You can, yeah, I did like the scream face. It's super cute. But.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Two years ago at the this same person's pumpkin party. They have like an annual pumpkin party, pumpkin carving party. I carved my pumpkin just like a regular face, but then I cut a hole in the bottom and I put them on. I wore them.
Oh my God. I saw that you pulled a Dwight.
You see, I don't watch The Office either.
Oh my God.
I mean, I don't, but because my boyfriend makes me.
Well, it's such a good show. But yeah, anyway, that's amazing. I love that for you. We're doing emo night.
Oh my God. Wait, there's emo night? I didn't know that was like a New York thing. I thought it was LA. I guess, I mean, I don't know shit about events.
But yeah, we're doing emo night this Saturday. So I'm going as Princess Peach. And of course, like, again, my boyfriend's going as Bowser. And we're going to this like.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah,
it's this band. They're so good. They're called the Warped Tour Band. And anyways, they do all the covers from like the early 2000s, like My Chemical Romance, Green Day, Blink 182.
Yes.
You know, there's obviously so many, like Paramore. I can go on and on. But anyway, they do like really great covers of these songs and they perform them and on tour, of course. And anyway, so they're in Long Island a lot. So yeah, we're going to be jamming out to early 2000s in my Princess Peach outfit.
Hell yeah. I don't know if I'm going to do this because I have to see if I can muster up the social capacity for this.
Okay.
But on this coming Saturday, the Saturday before Halloween.
Right, of course.
Jax from Vanderpump Rules just opened his own bar in Studio City. And he's doing like a Halloween event this Saturday. And a couple of my friends are going. And like, I want to go, but I also like haven't been to a bar in like a really like, you know, like I haven't been to a bar in like within like that environment. Like I've been to like little dive bars like in the daytime or like sitting out in a beer garden on like a patio, but I haven't been to like a party at a bar since like literally like 2018 or some shit.
Damn. Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm ready for that, especially because I don't really drink anymore either. So it would just be like me completely, which is like totally fine to go out sober. Like I wish like I could just feel good in a social environment completely sober at a crazy bar with crazy people going on.
Yeah.
So I probably just need to smoke a lot of weed and like hope for the best.
That sounds like a good time.
I'm just hoping to see though, or like,
yeah, like hoping to see like some of the other cast. And that's so fun though.
They have to be going.
I do know what you mean though. Like it's a bar, and especially for a Halloween event, can be like very overstimulating. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people there too. And then when you're not in that environment for a long time, I'm sure that can, that takes like adjusting.
Yeah. So I'm going to see how it goes, especially if I'm going to this like pumpkin carving thing and then another friend's party on the Friday and then on the Saturday. Right. You want me to go to the bar? Oh my God.
You're packed with Halloween plans. Okay. I know,
with no costume.
Yeah, you need a costume. I'll figure it out. You have to.
I'll think of something. I have so much random shit. Yeah, I can put something together real quick. It'll be a concept costume.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So in the spirit of Halloween, we wanted to stay true. And we wanted to talk about like a lot of our like experiences on set, but being in horror or thriller or drama. And Bix and I have quite the resume for that in the realm of like thrills and chills. Okay, let me stop. But yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure everybody's heard the story like a million times if you are a tried and true ITM listener. But this was like back in the early 2020, like pre-March, like pre like lockdown, shut down, everything, was when I saw, because Liv and I, like, we've been friends, but we weren't like super duper close, like post like college or whatever.
Yeah.
But we kept up with each other on social media, and she posted that she was in fucking Hell House. And if you guys don't know, that's one of my favorite, like, horror movies. That, like, the first one, so horrifyingly scary.
Oh my God.
And that's kind of what like brought us back together, was because she posted about it and I reached out to her and I was like, oh my God, like, what the hell? I love that movie. Like, you're in the next one. What the fuck? And I downloaded Shudder and here we are today. Horror brought us together.
Horror brought us together. You know, horror brings people together, people.
It does.
But yeah, I feel like that was like another lifetime ago, even though it was like a few years ago, but I think it was like four or five years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I did Hell House. Yeah. It's called Hell House Lake of Fire. Check it out. You could stream it on Shudder.
Was that two or three?
It was the third one. Yeah. It was the third one, and you could stream it on Shudder. And if you are a horror fan, especially like found footage horror, this would be right up your alley. Hell House follows, like, the first one follows these group of friends who go visit like the Abaddon Hotel, and they like stay the night. And as you can imagine, and I don't think they just stay the night. I think they stay for like a few days. And as you can imagine, it like crazy events occur, and I don't want to give it a lot away, but it's a lot of fun, and it's super good. And then the third one, we like those yeah, I don't want to give, I don't want to, like, yeah, yeah, check it out. It's a lot of fun. I was like, I don't want to give anything away. But basically they turn like the house into a haunted house in the third. It's like a haunted house, like the ones that you would visit in the fall, but it turned into like this show. Like they put on like immersive theater. That's what it is. It's like an immersive theater they put on in this, like the Abaddon. And obviously things take a turn and yeah, it's very cool. And it was so surreal, I will say, Bix, to watch a film and then be on set of the film that you were just watching.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very surreal to be like, oh, I saw this film and now I'm actually in it. And now, oh, I'm on the set. And, you know, that's like watching any of your favorite films. And then, yeah.
Yeah. It's this is like so unrelated, but it's like kind of giving, thinking about Katie Holmes. Okay. So think about Katie Holmes. She's young. She's in Dawson's Creek. She's like probably like just 20 years old. And one of the biggest movie stars at the time was Tom Cruise. So imagine years later, Katie Holmes then marrying Tom Cruise, similar to Timothy Chalamet dating Kylie Jenner. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things yeah. that it's like, oh my God, what the? And then like you're in that situation. Yes. Not that I have any feelings towards Timothy. Kylie Jenner or Tom or Cruise Kylie. Or Timothy fucking Chalamet. I do have feelings towards Tom Cruise and they're not good.
Yeah. Like when I do have feelings, just not the ones that you
mean
think.
Like that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But I know what you mean. Like that surreal feeling of like,
yes.
It would be like if I was on Pretty Little Liars. Like, that is my Roman Empire.
Yes. Yes. Pretty Little Liars is our Roman Empire. Such a good show. Like, if you're looking for a thriller, fast pace, I recommend the original, the OG's Pretty Little Liars. Like, oh, yeah. That was like
100%.
Like, with Shane. Oh, man. I like to keep, like, it's just, yeah, it's hard to censor, I will say.
Never mind, guys. We're not talking about any
of this. We're not talking about this.
Speaking of the strike, though, today, as we record, is the 24th of October, and they were invited back to the table to chat some more things, hopefully get out of this stalemate situation that mm-hmm. we're in, because it's really frustrating not being able to work and not being able to talk.
Yeah, literally. This is very hard being an actor podcast, but then also like some of the, you can't help it that some of the stories that we want to talk about or, yeah.
Yeah, it's like affiliated stories that we do. Yeah,
exactly. So I'm like,
we stand in solidarity with Seth.
Yes, we
stand in solidarity with that. Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, I do apologize Pretty Little Liars, and I apologize for almost bringing up that other movie at the beginning of this conversation regarding Peach. So I do apologize.
It was so funny. The other day, I was sitting on my porch and I was expecting a delivery. And this guy starts walking like he's going to open my gate and like come inside. So I was like, oh, it's my delivery. And I get up and I go to walk towards him. Luckily, my fucking gate's closed. So he has to stay on the sidewalk. And I was like, oh, hi. Like, sorry, I was expecting a delivery. Like, who are you? Like, what's going on? And he was just like somebody like paneling for solar, like, oh, you want a solar panel or whatever.
Yeah.
But the way that he explained it was, you know, usually I work in like TV and editing, but because of the strike right now, I'm working as a solar consultant. And like, that's literally the truth of the world right now. People are so fucking desperate and out of jobs. But I'm always like a little too people pleasy sometimes. Who would have thunk it, honestly? So I'm trying to take like a, I was trying to take a page out of my boyfriend's book that he taught me and just be like, no, we're like not doing that. So he was like, have you ever thought about solar panels? And I was like, no. He was like, do you have any reason? And I was like, no. And he was like, do you live here? And I was like, no. And I just kept telling him no. But then I started to feel bad and I was like trying to connect to him on some level and was like, oh, but I am an actor. So like, I understand, like I'm also struggling because of the strike. So I don't have any money to talk to you about a solar panel. And then he was like, is there anything that you've been in recently that I could check you out in? And I was just like, no.
Girl, that should have been the time you promote yourself. I would have been like, yeah, check me out here.
I was just like, no, nothing. There's nothing.
There's nothing. You can't see me in anything.
No.
That's
Please
so funny.
Do not come to my house and try to have a conversation with me.
Oh, that's sweet of you though, because at the end of the day, we're all human, and you know, I do like that even though you turned him down gently, you went, no, I'm not interested in the panels. However, I do think I can relate to your experience. Like,
exactly. Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. I was like, please don't talk to me about solar panels. Get away from my house. I hate when men are close to my house. But yes, but also I am human and I empathize with you and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. But I'm sorry, but also bye. Yeah, yeah. But wait, Bix, like besides, so stream Hell House on Shudder, but Lake of Fire, specifically my film. Yeah. And that's another thing, like just to reiterate, we can support independent films and independent studios, which is super important. And that's the best way to show support is by watching the film and streaming it. So please do watch Hell House, Lake of Fire. If you like found footage type of films, again, this would be definitely right up your alley. Bix has been in a ton of, I would say like in the vein of like Discovery ID, like,
oh yeah,
those type of like like the reenactments of these like horrible like cases. And I know you did something recently too. I don't know if we can talk about that either.
Yeah, I've done like, I probably can. Like, I'm not gonna like be promoting any of the shows just because I'm not sure anybody's like affiliation and they are like a major network or whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
like just my experiences on them are always kind of ridiculous. And like it's always like a weird feeling that like everybody has, like the actors, the crew, the everybody, because it's like we want to have like a positive environment on set. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But we're like, oh, okay, so like now's the point where you come in and you tase her in the neck and stab her in the stomach and throw her on the bed and wrap her head with duct tape and throw her in the trunk. You know, so it's like all of, and they're based off of.
That sentence was so wild. Yeah.
And it's like one thing if it's like a horror movie and it's like fiction. Right. And like, oh, this is a story that we created.
Right. But I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like these true events. So you're trying to portray it with like decency and
empathy, like humility. Empathy. Like, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like a really like, and I feel this way about like true crime in general. Like it's become very insensitive, and the spike in like true crime TikTokers and podcasts and all of this, like a lot of it is done in a very distasteful, like clout chasey way. So
I want to add, this is like kind of like, this is the road and I'm kind of going a little like this, just a little bit. But another thing, which I think is super disrespectful and insensitive, and I think it's appropriate to bring this up being that it's Halloween, do not dress up as a serial killer or somebody who was a victim of a serial killer. Like these are real people. These are very tragic, tragic stories that we see, unfortunately, almost every day. And I just think like there's so many costumes you can wear that you don't need to dress up as these like horrific people that done like horrific acts on real people and their family. Yeah. They're very much like, I don't know about all of them,
here,
but a lot of them.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, I don't know about all of them, but a lot of them are still alive and have to live with that. So that was just a little like PSA, being it's Halloween, you don't need to dress up as these people. You don't.
No, I completely support that. But yeah, so that's why I feel like I've done like a couple of these shows. I always try to like come at it from a point of like, one, this is just my job for today, but two, like, it seems like silly to say, but it is like raising awareness, like keeping the victim's story alive. And as much as I say that, I still don't completely support the amount of true crime reenactment shows there are. I don't think that everything needs to be yes, victim stories need to be heard and their yes. legacy should be kept alive no matter who they are, what they look like, what type of community they're a part of. But I don't know. It's like a slippery slope. There's just like so much out there that it's like,
you know what that reminds me of almost, like kind of what you're touching on a little bit.
What I will say about working on the most recent crime thing that I did was I got to do a lot of stunts this most recent time, ooh. Which was really fun because I feel like, just like, remember we talked about how I said, like, I believe that I would be incredible at fencing.
Yes.
Even though I've never fenced, I remember. I think I'd be incredible. Yes. Same thing goes for like stunts. When I was little, I would watch a certain vampire slaying woman. And I would beat up my dad's like punching bag and like get all the moves and like,
yes.
So I'm convinced that I,
all the moves.
inside of me is a little yeah. stunt woman just raging to break out. And yeah, so I got to do a lot of stunts. I got like, we did like slaps and like pushes and tasing and like, I got thrown over a guy's shoulder and thrown on the ground and carried downstairs. And it was a lot of fun. I love doing like physical,
that's
like
amazing.
Intense stuff. I really love.
Yes. I'm the same. When I did, I did this like independent film, another one many years ago where I had to use a weapon on set and it was a handgun and I had to use it on set and it was so exhilarating to be the one who, one, is in charge, and two, is like my role was to defend like my husband. So like he was like taking a shower and this person was coming in and I'm like coming, I'm like bam bam, like
bam,
like you would have thought, bitch, like yeah. So I, yeah, it's something is so like, I think maybe it's just the adrenaline rush, but being that, yeah, just that person to kind of take charge and that like physical acting, it's so much fun. And then there was like a scene where I was in the shower and I had to, the gun was like near me in the shower. And then I heard someone coming in and I quickly grabbed it, turned and then shot. And I was like, ooh, like the whole action ooh. Sequence of me like showering, grabbing the gun, shooting the intruder. I was like, whoa, this is awesome. So, and then I remember after
you're
that,
an action girl.
I love action and I love action films. So it makes sense. But like I grabbed it and I'm like, you know what? After that film, a part of me was like, do I want to be a stunt woman? But like that didn't happen. It didn't happen. But I do remember talking to the, oh yeah, it's not too late. Like I remember talking to a director. I was like, I'm interested in possibly stunt work. And I think he was like telling me about it and stuff like that. But I was like, how cool would that be just to like be on set, but you're the one doing all these wild stunts. And I'm like, yeah. So anyways, I definitely relate to that. I think it, I don't know if it's an adrenaline rush thing, but I do love it.
Oh yeah. It's
wow.
The
I just talked like a mile like, a minute. Oh my God. Yeah.
Cause you love it. You can't get enough.
I love it.
You have a little God. Stunt woman inside of you too.
Like
just
and you
begging
know,
to be released.
Both of us, Vix and I, we'll just like, we'll go create our next video. Is just going to be us like in our living room, like doing stunts really
doing
poorly.
Stunts.
Oh my God, but you have to pay to see that one. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll put it up on like a Patreon or something. Just like me practicing my stunts. No, I definitely, I know I've said this a million times, but like I really want to do like a stunt class. I want to get in a harness. I want to do a fucking flip.
Do it.
I just want to do crazy stuff. I'm just like so desperate to like move.
You should.
In ways that I don't normally move. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think maybe that'll be your New Year's resolution. Get into a stunt
yeah.
class.
Stunt. Stunting.
Yeah. Stunting. Speaking of stunts, for Sky Hoshi 2, sorry guys, you're going to hear about Sky Hoshi for the rest of your lives. So Sky Hoshi 2, there's going to be way more stunts in that and there's going to be
yes.
way more fight scenes. And I am so excited. So we're starting to film in the spring. So in the winter, I'm actually going to be signing up either for – I'm debating, and maybe you can give me your input picks. I'm debating between because I don't have like – you know, I've only been so much money, right? So I'm debating between
right.
either a stunt class or a – like a MIT training class where I'm actually fighting. So it's like one is like pretend fighting, but one is actually knowing how to fight. And I was like, ooh, because I really love, like I used to do MIT training, like in my personal training. And then I was like, oh, and I loved it. But then I'm like, this isn't a film, so it's obvious I'm not really going to be like hitting someone. But I'm like, I don't know. Anyways, this is like where I am.
Yeah, I don't know. You would have to see like what kind of stunt classes you can find, because the one by me is like, there are like different levels that you have to make it through to get to the hand-to-hand combat.
Yes.
I think it like starts with like sword fighting and then like this kind, and then you move up to the hand-to-hand combat stuff. So yeah, I don't know. I think you'd have to like look into it more, but I would definitely, I feel like just having that stunt work on a resume.
I know.
Is just like, but also just having Mitch shit on your resume. Yeah.
Yeah. Like being like, oh yeah, I know how to fight. Yeah. Like I actually know how to fight. I feel like it's almost the same as like the stunts versus like, no, but I actually know how to. But even stunts, yeah, you know how to. So I'm not saying you don't. Do you get what I'm saying? Is that making sense? Like,
no,
stunts,
I
mean, are stunts, but then there's like actually like being in a,
right,
I don't
because
know.
Doing the stunt training is what trains you to do it for a film, for,
yes,
stage. So you learn the proper safety precautions, whereas you probably aren't learning that in an actual like fighting, like combat type kickboxing, like mid class.
Yes.
Yeah.
You
so
said
I think
it perfectly.
It's beneficial.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love
but
to.
Anyways,
do that.
That's where I'm at with that.
Last weekend, I think it was. Oh my God, all my days are melting together. But last weekend, oh no, no. Yeah, it was. It was Friday the 13th, October, Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
I was scrolling on little Instagram, as we do, and I,
yes,
saw this place. They're called the Great Film Club.
Mm-hmm.
And they put on these little film festivals, and you can just, like, they have open mics. You can come submit your film. You could,
oh, I love that.
They have these other like more curated nights. You submit your film, everybody comes together, you get popcorn, you could get like beer, wine, a little drink or something. And everybody just like sits together and watches these films. And so the Friday the 13th ended up landing on like the day that they usually do their ladies' night. So the ladies' night is like anybody who is like female identifying was like a big part of the film, whether they like directed it, wrote it, edited it, starred in it, whatever. So, and then in addition to that, it was horror ladies' night.
Yes.
So I was like, I have to go to this. And I talked one of my friends into coming with me, and it was scary because it was downtown and I'm not from LA. I'm from New York City, but downtown LA is the scariest place I've ever been in my life.
Oh my gosh.
So what happened is my friend picks me up and we drive together. We park in some like parking structure and we walk to the building, and we get to the building and there's somebody at the front, checks our tickets, and she's like, okay, cool. This guy, his name was Mason. Shout out to Mason.
Shout out to Mason.
What happens, Mason? So Mason takes us up in the elevator and he's like, okay, guys, so the viewing room, the loft is actually in the building next to us, but that building doesn't have an elevator. So we take the elevator in this building and then you just follow these arrows and it takes you through a hallway and it'll take you like right to the spot. So just follow these arrows. And we're like, oh, okay, there's a bunch of arrows taped on the floor.
Right.
We're like, cool, cool, cool. We turn to go. We take two steps. The arrows stop. We turn around.
Oh,
Mason.
You are in your own horror. You're in your own horror film. Like,
literally.
Just kidding.
Like,
this is the film.
Yes. We were like, yes. Oh, is this like an assume? Like, is this like an immersive, like sleep no more situation?
Oh my God.
Mason's gone. He went back down in the elevator. And we, like, so it's me, my friend Emma, and then this one other girl who just happened to get into the elevator with us. So it's us and this stranger who's so sweet, so kind. And we're like, okay, the arrows stop and there's three ways that we could go. Like, not even just like, oh, the arrows stop, but there's only one direction. We could go like downstairs, we could go around a bend, or we could go like through a door. So we tried to do all of them and we end up finding ourselves in what was definitely a different building because the just like the walls and like the flooring, everything was different. But it's so scary. There's like there's graffiti everywhere, and it just says on the ground, like follow the white rabbit, with like lines pointing. Like I took pictures, and then it was like on the walls, it was like, there is no predator if there is no prey, or like, you are not the predator unless you're the prey, or something. And like all these really scary things in.
Am I a prey?
I was like, are we in fucking like Saw right now? Is this little like, you gotta come out on his little bicycle, I gotta kick him
this
over.
Little bicycle? And I love that. I gotta kick him over and run. Yeah.
So we're going through like, you know, in like big like apartment buildings, there's like the hallways, and then there's all the stairwells. So we find our way into a stairwell. We go to turn. We're like, oh, it's a dead end. We go to turn. It locks us out. So we're like, the door doesn't open
anymore.
We're locked in the scary dungeon stairwell. And so we go all the way down, and we make it to like the ground level, and there's a door. So we open the door, and it's just like almost like a built out rectangle, like literally probably the size of closet, like not that big at all. So there's that door, which is like, it's like kind of the outside, but it's built in by like just like wood. And then there's another door. So we're like about to go try to open that door to get outside. And like, just as we're going to go open that door, we're like, no, make sure we hold the other door. So somebody holds the other door. We go to open that door, and it was locked. And imagine we didn't hold the other door, and we got locked in that closet size box with two locked doors on either side of us.
Oh my God.
So just like the thought, even though that didn't happen, the thought of that potentially,
that was like a real possibility.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the end. I didn't start freaking out like until then. The three of us, these three girls, we're huddling. We find like a metal, like the window, because we don't have service. Now we don't have service because we're in the bottom of this building. So we don't have any service.
God.
We find a metal grate. That's like the window that looks out to outside. So there's like openings to outside, and we're like yelling. We're like calling out to this driveway, like trying to get somebody's attention.
Oh, I'm literally like, my God.
This film club is going to, like, if they check their DMs regularly, I was DMing them and trying to face call them on Instagram to be like, we're here for your event and we are lost. And we can't get through to anybody. They're going to have all these weird DMs from some random girl. Like,
oh, we're my locked God. In. We're locked in a closet.
And so,
oh no.
So luckily, the girl that we ended up being in the elevator with, like, she saved our lives, because she was meeting a friend and her friend was already there. So she was like finally able to get enough service to call her friend and be like, hey, can you get people who are like affiliated with this event to come find us, because we're lost? And it took them like,
I can't believe this man just like dropped you off in the hallway and went, good luck, and like left you.
All the arrows. He was like, don't worry, like it might get he, that's what he said. He was like, it's a little convoluted, but trust me, the arrows will bring you there. And then he brings us, like, he finds us, and we're like, what do you mean convoluted? Like, so he brings us back, and all of a sudden, and there were three of us there. He brings us back, and you know where I said that we stopped and the arrows stopped? He points, and there's another arrow pointing to a different, like, to a door to go to that wasn't there before. And all three of us were like, that arrow was not there. Like, we did not, like, we went every which way, and we went through where he said to go, and it was literally like a dead end wall. And then all of a sudden, when he brings us back, there's an arrow there, the door opens, and it's a hallway.
That's freaky. That is so freaky that you had your own horror experience on your way to like a horror film fest. It's like, what was scarier, your experience or the films?
Oh, yes. Definitely the experience. Because my thing is, like, when it comes to horror, like, of course I'm scared of gore. And of course I'm, you know, like, yeah. I'm scared of, like, killers and being killed.
Right.
Demons. But the thing that scares me the most is just, like, uncanny experiences. Like, things that are, like, seemingly based in reality. But, like... Mm-hmm. Things start to be like just slightly a little bit off. Like, that is my nightmare. And that was exactly what happened. It was like just a hallway after hallway. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, look through this door. And it was
like, oh, it's right here. Like, it's so easy. It's like, sir. And also, though, what is so crazy to me is that, like, this person couldn't just, like, off the elevator take you to the room. Like,
yeah. Like, just walk you us, know? Walk us a little bit.
And what's worse is that you're in an area that is, like, scary and probably, I'm assuming, I don't live in Los Angeles, but I'm assuming not the safest. So it's like you're already in this area that is, like, eerie, and then now you're in this building that you've never been in, and now you're lost in this building, and then you almost get stuck in a closet, and it's like, that's very unsettling for, I think, anyone.
Yeah, it was something. But we made it. Jeez. We made it to the film festival, and it was amazing. If anybody's in LA and they're like, you know, you're looking for something to do, or maybe you have a short film or something, it was really nice to just watch people's films and just hang out.
I was going to ask if you had a fave, if there's one that stood out to you or whatever.
One of my favorites was, so they were all, they started with, like, the shortest ones. So it would be, like, 5-minute ones. And then it, like, would lead up to a little more juicier ones, like 20-minute, like 15-minute ones.
Ooh, okay.
But one of my favorite ones was the first one was really good. And I wish I could remember. I'll look it up later and, like, post it somewhere. But this girl, she kind of just, she, like, wrote a song and made, like, a music video. Kind of. And it was like a very, like, jazzy kind of old timey type of song, you know, like, hello, my baby.
Yeah.
Hello, my darling. Like, kind of like that.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember exactly. My memory sucks. But she was either in, like, a pumpkin head or, like, a skeleton head or, like, some type of, like, scary thing, but was, like, dancing to this song that she wrote and was, like, doing, like, a little, like, sexy, like, striptease at the same time. But also it would, like, cut back to she, like, had her head on, like, making it look like her head's on a platter on a table, like, also singing along to the song. And I just thought that it was, like, really, like, fun and creative and just, like, spooky and weird and just, like, it just made me realize watching these films that you can make a film about anything. Like, you don't need there to be a huge, like, oh my God, what's the theme of this? Like, what story, you know, like, it doesn't need to have all of that. It can just be a silly idea that you have.
Anything. And then you
So I really liked that one.
Your scary story reminded me of my scary story with Hell House, like what happened to me before I started filming when I was in the motel. So, like, just to give you guys context, when I went to film Hell House, they, like, got the cast and crew, like, this, like motel kind of, like, feel. Because it wasn't, like, hotels, definitely more motel vibes. So, like, they got, like, a motel for the cast and crew because we had to drive up. I think we were in, like, is it PA? It might have been in Pennsylvania. But anyway, because we had to be close to the actual location.
I thought it was upstate New York. Which was,
like, the haunted house. Or upstate New York. Thank you. I just know it was, like, in one of those areas. So anyway, so it was upstate New York and we had to be near, like, the Abaddon Hotel, which, so you guys know, is an actual haunted house, that place. So, like, during the fall, it's actually a full functioning, running haunted house. But anyway, so we were staying at I heard it's fun. I actually didn't do the real, like, legit haunted house, but.
You were in the movie. It's okay.
I was in the movie. It's fine. It makes up for it. But I was staying at this motel and basically I remember getting there and I was, like, one of the first people to get there. And my room, like, my roommate, the other actress who was my roommate for the time being, she wasn't there yet. So I go in and I find out that, like, my room is all the way on the other side of the motel away from everyone else. And it's on the bottom floor.
Why does that always happen to you? That happened to you with Sky Hoshi that time too.
And then Kala
yeah, but then Kalani and Stephanie, like, I told them how uncomfortable I was and they like fixed it. But yeah, I was like on the other side by myself, and traveling as a single woman is like, unfortunately, can it be very dangerous. It can be. I don't want to like create like a scare or anything, but there's definitely ways. I think it's good. Yeah, I think it's just good to be aware. So I went to a check into my room, and as I go downstairs, I see all these construction, like these guys like doing construction on the motel there or doing maintenance or whatever, but they were all rooming right next to my door. Like it was my door and then they were right next to me. And they were all hanging out outside grilling on like a little grill outside the motel, like, you know, drinking beers and like, you know, all hanging out like on their truck. And I come down and they say hi to me. And I'm like, oh, hi, like whatever, you know, just trying to be friendly. And then like, I go into my room, I close my door behind me and I'm like, okay. And it's like one of those, like, it's just like has a little lock and that's it. And I have this like big window. I like quickly closed like the shades. I was like, I do not want them looking into my room. So I close the shades and now it's just me down there. And I'm feeling a little uneasy. So I'm like, you know what? I don't want to wait down here by myself for everybody. I think I'm just going to go to I went into like the main room, like the check-in lobby, whatever you want to call it, of the inn. So I get out, I go upstairs and I wait literally in the lobby. And I'm waiting for everybody to come in. And then I see like one of the girls that I'm rooming with. And I'm like, hey, we're actually like downstairs over here. She goes with me and she's like, oh. Like we're all the way away from everybody. Nighttime comes and we're trying to go to sleep. We're like laying there and we get a phone call on our room phone. And we're like, oh, someone's calling us. So I pick up the phone and I'm like, hi, like who's this, whatever. And it's late at night, by the way, it's the middle of the night. And they're like, we just wanted to see if you need help. Like, are you uncomfortable in your room? And I was like, I'm sorry, like, because they got me out of this. I was like, I'm sorry, who is this? And they're like, it's whatever. Like, they're trying to like pass off as someone that I know, like one of the crew members. They're like, oh, it's whoever. Like, I can't remember. I was like, it's John. And I was like, no, it's not. I was like, who is this? And they're like, do you need help? Like, they're like, we just want to make sure you're comfortable and blah, blah. And I was like, who is this? And then I realized it was the people, like the guys next door, since they knew my room number, that were calling me in the middle of the night. And I was like, oh my God. So like I quickly hang up the phone and then they keep trying to, like, I think they called again and I didn't pick up. And then now me and the other girl, like, scared. So now we're like laying there looking out the window. So we left the blinds like a little bit open so that we can like stare out the window as we're laying in the bed. Yeah. So then literally we go upstairs the next morning and I go to the front desk and I tell them, I'm like, the guys downstairs were calling me in the middle of the night and trying to like a pass off as somebody that I might know, asking if I need anything in the room, this and that. Like, I was like, this is so inappropriate and I want my room changed immediately. And I told them, and then they were like, oh my God, we're so sorry, blah, blah, blah. We're like, we're going to talk to them. I can't believe they did that, this and that. And I'm like, yeah, I can. So like I get my stuff and I go upstairs and then they finally put me like in a room near the rest of the cast and crew. But in my head, I'm like, people really don't think sometimes, like I am a single girl. I'm literally 115 pounds. Like, and then you're putting me like as far away as possible from like everyone and that I know.
Everybody and
I'm like, this is so insane to me. So that was like my little like scare. Insane. What really scared me was that these people were trying to pass off as someone that I might know because like, they knew that there was a
had intentions.
Yeah. Yes, they the had thing. Intentions. Yeah. And I was like hanging up the phone on them.
Yeah, it'd be one thing if they were like, not that this makes it any better, but it would be one thing if they were calling like, you know, like just trying to like spook you and like call in the middle of the night and like do like a creepy voice or something and like hang up and be like a teenager prank calling. But like they clearly had intentions of like trying to enter the room, you know, and seeing if they could get away with it.
That's yeah. They were like, do you need horrifying. Anything? This and that. And I was like, and they're like, are you uncomfortable? Blah, 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 or something. They were like asking weird questions. I was like, why? And then eventually I realized, I was like, wait, I don't know this person. Like, I was like, who are you? And then I was like, and then I quickly hung up because I was like, no, it's definitely guys from next door. Because they're the ones who saw me and then all the other girls.
Yeah, they saw you walk in by yourself. Yeah, another young girl walk in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Men shouldn't be allowed in public. And I stand by that statement.
Like, stay home.
I swear to God. Yeah, just stay
literally. It's so horrifying. Yeah. But the thing with Sky Hoshi, nothing actually happened to me. I was just nervous because when we started the tour in August, it was like Stephanie and Kalani were on the other. And it's so sweet because like their intentions, they told me, they apologized and they were like, our intentions were so that like
we wanted to give you your own space, and like, we didn't want you to, like, they didn't want to be on top of me. So they wanted to give me like the full experience. They were like, we wanted you to get your own room and this and that and have everything to yourself. And I explained to them, I was said, you know, I love that your intentions were to make sure that like I felt like I had my own space and my own privacy. I said, however, I would literally rather sleep on the floor in your room than be by myself. No, it's so serious. I said that on the opposite side of a hotel that like, and these people, like there are people in the, cause I even remember I was very, like there are people in the lobby. I'm not saying like everywhere I go, people have bad intentions, but it was very, I think, obvious that like I was, like we were there for something, like a film or this or that. So I was like, and I'm people seeing me go to my room and I'm like, I don't like this, you know? So it's just, you just hear too many stories anyway, not to get like all, but they, they were so apologetic. And then immediately like they fixed it. They went to the front desk, they canceled my room. And then I actually stayed in their room because they had actually more room within their suite. Cause they were in a suite. So they had more room. So I just slept with like them.
I would have done the same thing.
That was my little like, feel like my little like scare before I actually filmed a horror film, which is actually way less scary than that experience.
And that experience was way scarier than me getting locked in the stairwell because.
No, but that is scary, getting locked in a stairwell with no service. Oh, yeah. Well, big, yeah.
Men. Big men.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the only time I ever traveled for a shoot, I was going to go by myself. And then I bought all of this like stuff,
she's so good.
The thing that you put, you like stick it into the lock of the door. So like nobody can like jiggle anything or like take anything off. There's that like stick. There's like an expansible stick that like hooks onto the doorknob and then like stops on the floor. I got pepper spray. I got all kinds of things to get myself prepared for this. But then my boyfriend ended up coming with me. So I felt a lot safer, but I still use all of those things now just in my house.
That's so smart. Bix, actually, I remember I was scared when I first got to the hotel at Sky Hoshi and I was like, girl, I am by myself on the other side of this hotel. And Bix sent me all this stuff. She's like, this is what I use. I remember, you remember you texted me, you're like, here's the stick. And you're like, and besides the stick, it was this other metal piece that goes into the door, like to keep it closed. So you were like, here's the metal piece. Here's the stick. And I was like, oh my God, like, this is for the like, however, Stephanie and Kalani now, they know how uncomfortable. Yeah, traveling literally as a woman. But Stephanie and Kalani know how nervous I am now. So because they know this, the rest of the tour, they booked me in all their rooms. So they never booked me a single room again. Like they were like, you're just going to come into our room then. I was like, great. Like if you have room for me, I would love to be in a room with you guys.
Like, that's really sweet. And that's really cute that you guys are just like travel, like a little traveling.
Yeah.
Pack. That's a really
traveling
sweet.
Bag. Yeah. But.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I never want to travel. Oh my God. And I also was like, if you don't have a stick, if you don't have the stick and you don't have all that stuff, take the furniture in your hotel and barricade the door because that's what I used to do as well. Before like I knew about the stick and stuff, I always pack too much. So I have really big, heavy suitcases. There's usually like a chair, a desk, a dresser, whatever you can. And like, what is the hotel going to say to me?
Nothing.
Sorry, I moved your fucking furniture. I'll put it back.
Sorry, I moved your furniture. Yeah, like literally.
I'm alive here, guys. Like
alive and safe. And there's just too many stories. Yeah, this turned into a real life horror podcast. Yeah,
it really did. Yeah. Because like you never know, like all the stories that you hear about like people who work for the hotel, who have like access to your, just open any door. You never know. So you need all the extra precautions because people are fucking crazy out there.
Crazy.
Happy Halloween, I love everyone.
Yes, yeah, seriously. This turned into like horror films, like horror stories to slowly like real life terrible stories. I'm dead.
Well, I hope everybody has a lovely and safe and happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Send us pictures of your Halloween costumes or
tag us or something.
I want to see them.
Tag us in your Halloween costumes. Send us. That's how we'll know you watched the episode. Please, 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 please rate and review us. Give us those 5 stars We would love that and appreciate that. And make sure you follow us on Instagram at ITM with Liv and Bix. And on TikTok, press that follow button at Liv and Bix. And send us a little letter if you want, livandbix@gmail.com. We're not opposed to it. So,
all right. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. And we will be back in 2 weeks, baby.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning into The Moment with us.
Our amazing cover art is by @hyperjuice on Instagram.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at ITM with Liv and Bix.
Like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
Also, if you're feeling extra generous, we won't hate it if you rate and review.
Bye. Bye.